Good morning, Gilda.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Do you have your nice hot cup of coffee next to you?
I absolutely do, as a matter of fact.
All right, very good. Thanks so much for getting up with us this morning. And interesting piece of information that was emailed was titled Mean-Spirited Cuts, Smack of Bully Behavior. Bully budget cuts are moving through the legislature, will harm the state's economic recovery, and put risk at Michigan's most vulnerable people, young children and those with disabilities and uninsured adults. Talk about that.
Well, think of when you were a little kid on the playground. You know, the kids, the weakest kids are the ones that often got picked on because they were least able to protect themselves. And I feel that what's going on right now is pretty analogous to that example. You know, we have a situation where there are so many people in our state who are struggling so much because this economic recovery has been so slow and so difficult. So people, for reasons not of their own, are often finding themselves needing to have access to some kind of a safety net, you know, to help them just get through this very difficult time. So while, you know, they're having pressure just being able to make ends meet on a day-to-day basis, the legislature is trying to come up with a budget, and I recognize I'm a former legislator. I understand that, you know, that we don't have the same pot of money that we used to have in this state, but decision to try to improve the economic climate of our state by cutting business taxes by 86%, which creates an even huger hole than the governor inherited, has made the that 86% reduction for business taxes possible by balancing this budget on the backs of the most vulnerable people in our state. So we've got you know, seniors and kids and poor people who are really being asked to take this on themselves. So, you know, we've got all sorts of instances of, you know, of what's going on in this budget. They're cutting payments to 10,000 childless adults with disabilities. The clothing allowance, this was unbelievable. The clothing, back-to-school clothing allowance, which already is not very high for 160,000 kids, are being limited to clothes that they can only buy at thrift stores. I mean, it just amazes me that, you know, there's sort of no sense of dignity for you know, in terms of understanding the needs of people. Ending public assistance for close to 13,000 of our state's poorest families. We've looked at that. The caseload shows that more than 90% of those families are working. They're playing by the rules. They're complying with the requirements. Yet they're being thrown off of our public assistance. And the problem with all of this is that there really is not the services in the nonprofit sector to address now the newer needs that folks will have if government is not helping them to get the skills they need to be better tax-paying citizens.
All right, Gilda, I understand what you're saying. We've lost, as you know, a huge tax base to pay for many of the programs that you've been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
How do we pay for those programs now?
Well, I think there's a couple of ways that we can do this. One, I honestly don't think that businesses need to get as huge of a tax break as has been proposed. So if the government really wants to look at shared sacrifice, then the feeling is we need to give businesses a break, we don't need to do it in the method that's being done. Clearly, there are other, my solution all along, honestly, has been to take a look at what our budget is now. I know that there is a desire to kind of reinvent Michigan. This is happening so fast that I'm just concerned that there are going to be some unintended consequences. I would just like, you know, the governor and the legislature to go a little more slowly, take a look at all the tax expenditures that we have. Shave 5% off of all of them, and then let's go and see what really works and what doesn't work. Some of the stuff that we have really does incent good behavior for both businesses and individuals.
As a country that's trillions in debt and a state that's almost $2 billion in debt, do we have the time to slow down to take a look at these without just cutting and trying to get our fiscal house in order?
Well, I sure would rather go slowly and do it right than have a lot of unintended consequences like we had when the Michigan business tax was passed. You know, the day after it was passed, people were complaining that it wasn't right. So I think we can take a measured approach. You know, most of the people in the legislature right now are brand new. So a lot of them have never even dealt with these budgets before. So they need to get the legislature needs to get their sea legs as well.
Well, Gilda, what's interesting is some of the takes on how to service folks, the kind of people that you're talking about who need help. Randy Heckman's running for United States Senator. He believes that government needs to take less action in supporting these types of programs, and that private entities like churches and other nonprofits need to step up more, and us as private citizens need to step up more to pay for these.
Well, I think it's great to ask people to, ask the churches and nonprofits to step up more. But take a look at what the annual giving is for the United Ways, for example. They're way down. Most charities are way down because people are cutting down on their charitable contributions. So while there may be an expectation that the faith community or nonprofits can pick up the slack, we just have to take a look at what's going on with the budgets for lots of different charitable organizations. They're way down. The other interesting thing is that, you know, one of the changes to the tax code that the governor made was to eliminate the deductions for charitable organizations like the food banks. So, you know, you can't be saying, yeah, we're going to have the nonprofit sector pick it up and then cut any incentive for people to even help those folks. But, you know, the other thing that I think we need to really look at, you said, what do we need to do differently? Our tax structure, quite honestly, is so antiquated in this state, and no one has really taken a look at the entire tax structure, including Proposal A, which no longer fits with this, you know, our new reality in this state. So I would hope that the legislature would really take a very hard, long look at revamping the entire tax structure. It may be that taxing services, like most other states have, might be a way to go. Having a graduated income tax might be a way to go. You know, a lot of states that are doing a whole lot better than we are have those other ways of taxing citizens. So I'm not necessarily saying we have to raise taxes, but maybe we have to tax people in different ways that are fair. And there doesn't seem to be the will of this legislature to really, really do that. So I guess if I had one message in terms of what we need to do to figure this out, I would say let's really take an honest look at how antiquated our tax structure is. Take a look at what other states are doing, and there's a lot that we can learn from other states.
What's going to happen in 2012 and beyond?
Well, if we have a tax structure that reflects our economy, then we will be able to grow with our economy when it grows. Right now, we don't have that situation.
All right, Gilda. Thanks so much. We will talk with you soon. Enjoy your day.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.